the College Football Experience California Golden Bears 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WinNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold, hard cash with their over-under game. Just head over to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by us. Yes, the SGPN app. It's live in the App Store and Google Play Store. It is your home for all of our picks and podcasts, and it is free to download. So grab that thing today and let it ride.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
California Golden Bears season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dan to Base Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
Nobody knows nothing.
Somebody knows. Double the price, but no one touches Dundee.
It's California Golden Bear time. All right, let's have some fun.
Bears.
I am joined by my co-host, former JMU Duke defensive back. Give it up for the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh. Up.
Let's go.
Boom.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk a little California Golden Bear football, Patty. Whoa. Let's talk California Golden Bear football. This is a rich program. How much talent has came out of this institution, Patty C? John Madden used to teach a football class there.
There it is.
All right?
That's why Cal is a premier academic institution
in
America.
That is why. And they need to start that class again. But Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Kyle Poehler, Marshawn Lynch.
There you go.
Sean Dawkins.
DeShaun Jackson.
How about the Chargers wideout? He's a beast. It's Keenan Allen.
There it is.
You go on and on and on. Hardy Nickerson, Ken Harvey, Ron Rivera, head coach of the Washington Redskins.
Yowzers.
You go on and on and on.
Hal Golden. Very Golden Bears.
Very Golden Bears. And look. I mean, they produce a ton of talent.
They do.
And they put it together, Patty C. Jeff Tedford had them putting it together.
He did. Let's take a little dive down history lane here and look at what Tedford had them doing. Three straight top 25 finishes and an appearance in the top 25 for five straight years, six times in 7 years. Mm. They were rolling back then. Things got a little dicey under Sonny Dykes, but he did turn it around late. And then Wilcox takes over. It's been a little up and down.
Well, here we are, and this I feel like we gotta talk Justin Wilcox here, because he's 26 and 28, and some would say, I don't know about Justin Wilcox. Patty C, you know I'm high on Justin Wilcox.
I do know you're high on Justin Wilcox. And I've come to largely kind of appreciate and respect when you have a thing.
Well,
for a coach that I don't see.
I'll say this though.
And it's not that I don't see it. It's just under the radar.
I was shocked, though. He played ball at Oregon.
Yeah.
Oregon wanted him to be their head coach. And he turned them down to stay at Cal. which I thought normally, like, okay, I could see this guy, you know, he's building something, but he's fought like the administration in the city of Berkeley with all these players. I felt like that are
dead.
Missed. They didn't even have.
No
COVID,
one has had to deal
play.
With more.
I agree. I think it's he's had the hardest job in America regarding the pandemic out of any coach in college football.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know, his alma mater come calling, I thought he would jump.
Especially with all the benefits Oregon has.
Yeah.
You kind of have to almost question why. Why that
maybe
is.
Maybe he doesn't like it after Phil Knight, because he was there pre-Phil Knight, like throwing money into that.
Mm.
So maybe he doesn't become. But I can tell you this, Justin Wilcox was a longtime Boise State DC.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, remember that game against Oklahoma? That was him on the defensive side of the ball.
Boise State against Oklahoma, you said?
Yeah, that was, wow. He was the DC there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a very good, very
been in
good,
the game for a long time there.
Very good coach, I think. And I was shocked though when he didn't take that job. I do think he's an underrated coach, because I think if you throw out the past couple of years, I'm gonna quickly.
He's only 45. He must have been a baby when he was the defensive coordinator for that.
Yeah, maybe. Well,
what
I'm
year
wrong.
Was that? 2007. No, you're right. 2006 to 2009, he was the defensive coordinator at Boise State. So, you know, basically, as soon as he becomes a defensive coordinator, delivers one of the most memorable performances in college football
but look,
history.
He was 5-7 last year, and then 1-3. So he's 6-10 in this past 2 years, two losing seasons. But prior to that, he was 8-5. And I thought he had something going.
Oh, they were trending in the right direction.
7-6.
Sure.
It was, if you really look at like when COVID hit, he's had, I mean, that Arizona game last year when all their players were gone and they lose at Arizona, but it was just ridiculous. And they also had games added on a fucking Sunday, like on a 24-hour notice.
Yeah.
Like
that was completely unfair to him.
Yes.
But 5-7 in his first year, 7-6, 8-5. Everything looked good. Then the pandemic destroyed them.
Yeah.
1-3. Recovered back to 5-7. Maybe he's just going to have to completely rebuild.
Well, it seems like that, because when you break down what exactly, you know, he's bringing back, it's not much. It's not much, but let's hop into it. First off, his offensive coordinator is fucking Bill Musgrave.
Yeah.
Former college teammate at Oregon with him. Musgraves, first off, he played for the Dallas Cowboys, San Francisco 49ers, Denver Broncos, and Indianapolis Colts. He also coached for, are you ready for this? The Oakland Raiders, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Carolina Panthers, the Virginia Wahoos.
There's no way they're there at the same time. Both Oregon Ducks, but I think slightly different era.
He was at Virginia too?
No. Who I thought Musgrave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the Jacksonville Jaguars, then the Washington Redskins, then the Atlanta Falcons, the Minnesota Vikings, the Philadelphia Eagles, the Denver Broncos, the Oakland Raiders, so he's been all over coaching. He's a Super Bowl champ.
Very much a pro guy, though.
Yeah, and I think maybe that's what Wilcox kind of likes to run, though. I mean, he's a kind of a smash mouth. They're like the Wisconsin of the Pac-12.
Yeah.
And which is crazy, because under Tedford and Sonny Dykes, they're throwing it all around the field. Yeah. Even Mariucci back in the day. Yeah.
And it's funny, Stanford is that way, too. Who would have thunk the Bay Area would be the most smash mouth rivalry in football?
That's
last
true.
Thing you'd ever expect.
That is true. So I'm very eager to see what this team becomes, because I'm telling you look at three starters back on offense, Petty C. Three.
Yeah, that's three. Tough.
96th in scoring offense a year ago, Musgrave's first year, 61st in rushing, 74th in passing, 75th overall. I will say this. I'm going to throw all those stats out, because I still say when they had to start games, like I said, that Arizona game, I want to say it was like, their whole team was gone. I don't know that all those stats really matter.
I absolutely think you throw out 2020 and to some extent 2021.
Yeah, no, because I'm talking last year, 21.
Yeah.
I remember they were playing at Arizona. I remember Chase Garber's like tweeting out like, this is such bullshit.
Yeah.
Our whole team, like, you know, not our whole team, but he listed like a ton of players that could not play. And lo and behold, that's Jed Fish's one win. Three starters back on offense. Damian Moore is a very good running back that I think watch out for if you're playing DFS. Damian Moore for the California Golden Bears. Watch out. They bring back their center, Patty C, Matthew Sindrick. And
really, they don't bring much back. Like I said, three offensive starters. Three. Concerning. Put a little red flag there, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Only on the third team of the preseason Pac-12 All-Conference are there any offensive players. Damian Moore at running back, and like you said, Matthew Sindrick at center. Oh, Ben Coleman also. So a couple third teamers. But yeah. I think that's the extent of it, of the offensive players returning, right?
Yeah. But they kind of mask it up a little bit. We'll see. Defensively, Peter Sermon, the defensive coordinator, said, hey, guess what? We have this thing called the transfer portal, and our defense is only bringing five starters back, but let's add more because he brought in his son, a transfer from Washington. Washington's defense there it was is. Really good.
And he's Jimmy the Lane. Only he's the only preseason first team all defense player. Jackson that was a Sermon.
Great get though for him. They got, like I said, one starter back on the D line. That's Brett Johnson. One linebacker back that was with them a season ago. That's Braxton Croteau. Three of four back in the secondary, led by Daniel Scott, one of the better safeties in the Pac-12. So I think if you look at that, you say, I'm going to hammer the under, but
you're not necessarily wrong.
I will get to this because I'm telling you, I might have, this is why you come to the Land Down Under. We're going to talk a little Cal Berkeley, Cal Bears football. We're going to hit on the transfer portal, the recruiting trail, and go game by game on the schedule. Next up on the College Football Experience, but we got to get us paid first. I want to tell you guys that the College Football Experience is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet, get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit winbet.com. That's WynNBet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by Manscaped. Yes. Look, it's Father's Day time, right? And our friends at Manscaped are here to ensure that all father figures out there are looking daddy material this summer. Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0, which includes their signature Lawnmower 4.0, is the perfect bundle to tackle any and all old man hair from head to toe. That's right, Patty. See, this is no dad joke. Treat him and yourself and join the 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the promo code SGP at manscaped.com. Trust me, his dad bod will thank you. We're also brought to you by Athletic Greens and their AG1 supplement. Yes, with one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. And this special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, and your aging. All of those things. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/SGP. And let me add in, you happen to be making a sheet of acid in your bathtub, AG1 probably helps to that. Just saying that. Patty C, you agree?
Yes. You know, it is a multi-purpose material.
You can blend all that substance. Shit up together and it's great. All right. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. Did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? That's right. Without added security, you might as well be giving away all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, and other pry guys. That's why here at SGPN Studios, we use IPVanish VPN to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet by encrypting 100% of your data. That means your private details, your emails, your passwords, your communications, your browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. So go to ipvanish.com/SGP and use that promo code SGP and claim 70% off your savings. That's ipvanish.com/SGP. Patty C. The portal took some players from them. We just talked BYU football. They took one of their running backs, but probably because he wasn't going to get the start. But I actually like what they did in the portal.
Who was that that went on? That was
Christopher Brooks.
Brooks, yeah.
But in the portal, I was impressed. They brought in 4-star Xavier Carlton, who I think will be a hit. This is a Utah transfer.
Nice.
And I believe he was young at Utah. It wasn't because he wasn't getting played. I think he just bounced.
That's it.
Because of a family thing. I think he's a beast. Xavier Carlton, 4-star. Mix that in with Jackson Sermon, the Washington transfer that you alluded to. And all of a sudden, the defense is surrounding into shape because they're bringing back a lot in the secondary. They also go out and they
Xavier Carlton is the nose tackle.
Yeah, D-line.
I think D-end. Gotcha.
They also go out and get on the offensive line where, you know, they needed help. TJ Sessions comes in from Montana State. Montana State went to the FCS championship a year ago.
That's a decent player.
Yeah. And then they go out and get Spencer Lowell. We were talking this when we did the Arizona State preview. This is, was one of their better offensive linemen, started a bunch of games. He is now transferred to Cal. 6'7", 325, buddy. A guy gets after it.
Out of where?
Out of Tempe. Arizona State.
Okay. Yeah.
Remember how Arizona State's whole team transferred?
Oh yeah.
Cal was a benefit.
There you go.
They also got, and I think this is the big one here. Well, they brought in Mason. This is not the big one. Mason Starling, a JUCO wide receiver transfer. They also brought in Raymond Woody, a safety from Florida State. But the big one here is not Jake Plummer, but Jack Plummer, quarterback from Purdue. Jeff Brom. If you've watched Purdue, him and Aiden O'Connell. Everyone's talking Aiden O'Connell this year preseason as one of the better quarterbacks in college football. Well, guess what? Aiden O'Connell was neck and neck with Jack Plummer. They were getting starts back and forth. Both were putting up pretty good stats. O'Connell ended up, Brom went with O'Connell at the end of the day, but both are players. And I think with Musgrave, a former quarterback who's worked with some of the best quarterbacks ever.
I mean, Aiden O'Connell is being projected as what, a first rounder. Mm-hmm. And if he's going snap for snap, you know what that sounds like? A Cardell Jones, Joe Burrow kind of situation. Yeah.
It really does.
Maybe not. Obviously, it's probably not going to work out that well for him. But it's nice to bring in a guy that is competing for.
Oh, dude, competing against a great quarterback. That was a huge gift for them. I know they have Kai Milner, who's a freshman that's supposed to be really good, redshirt freshman. But I think this was a huge get. And also, the receiver, their biggest recruit over the past couple of years was J. Michael Sturdivant. Probably butchering that. He was banged up last year, but he's back. So even though you're thinking maybe the receiving talent's not there, I think he can have a big year this year. Now, Patty C, what do we got to say about the recruiting trail? Is Justin Wilcox legit or is he?
Well, you would expect a little higher from Cal, a West Coast school.
They have tough academics.
So that I think has always been part of their problem. But last 5 years, 42, 47, 40. 32 and 55. So very, very consistent within the conference. That's good for 8, 8, 8, 3, and 7. So again, super consistent. Their composite rank most recently was 39th in the country and 8th in their own conference. So it's a tough to compete when you're kind of lower on the totem pole conference wise for talent, but 39th in the country overall within talent suggests you should be able to do all right in your non-conference play.
And I wonder about the NIL, and I would challenge any alumni that have a little coin, because we mentioned this, Patty C, on Twitter, on our page at TCE on SGPN. And by the way, we are on YouTube. Subscribe as we break down all 132 teams, but or 131 teams and the FCS. So 132 episodes. We touched on the richest institutions in the country and how NIL, you know, not only can benefit them from them being a rich institution, but normally they have rich alumni.
Yeah, this is what they're, what do they call that?
Well, high up there as one of the richest schools in the nation.
I forget what it's not their dowry. It's some like old school word like that. Like,
I don't know. I'm just an idiot over here.
Richest school.
Don't hit me with the vocab challenge.
Endowment.
Oh, okay.
Largest endowment. What were they? You said they were where?
It's like Dumb and Dumber. Duh is the word. No, but they were top 10. They were top 10 as far as richest institutions. So perhaps sleeping giant if they get their NIL shit together.
I mean, how hard is that to do?
You're right there in the Bay Area. Look, I get it. You're known for a lot of other things in sports, but if you throw your money at football and basketball, your institution is going to make even more money.
I think it's an absolute travesty that Cal has had as much difficulty in all sports, but especially in football
and basketball. Basketball. I mean, shit, in the 90s, they were pretty nasty. So we'll see. You know, I challenge the alumni out there to contribute and hey, football pays for all the other sports. All right. So as much as you want to, you can throw shade at it all day. Football is your cash cow. And I think if you invest, you Aaron Rodgers, why don't you give a clean bill? Yeah. Vegas Patty C is saying the win total for the Cal Golden Bears is just at 5.5. I told you before, when I saw the returning starters, I think you go, man, they're probably not going to have a good year. I like Justin Wilcox. I think he's a better football coach than most realize.
You do think Jack Plummer is an upgrade over Chase Garbers?
I do.
Chase Garbers put up decent numbers last year, 64% completions, not great, 16 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. You think in that system, they're going to improve even with.
Well, another thing is Musgrave year two. Year one with all the COVID protocol, I don't even think they had a spring ball back then. So I do think their offense will probably be better this year.
Give that guy time to polish up a quarterback.
Yeah.
He's the type of guy that can do it.
Well, let's hop into the schedule, because week one, Dan Hawkins and UC Davis, and watch out. UC Davis made the FCS playoffs a year ago and also went to Tulsa and smacked them last year.
This is Tulsa. Their Super Bowl too. Yeah.
So watch out, because, and that's another thing. That's a Chris Peterson school, UC Davis. That's where Peterson and Hawkins were from. Watch out. This is a good team. Good FCS team.
I want to see how.
Why do they? That's what I'm saying. The Pac-12. What is it? Montana State plays at Oregon State. UC Davis plays at Cal. North Dakota State plays at Arizona. Hey, relax on the amazing, playing amazing FCS teams.
Yeah,
chill out. It's great for us, for people that watch football, but comparing that to some other schools where they schedule like 1-10 FCS teams.
You know what? I hate to say this. I hate to say this because I admire the Pac-12 scheduling so much, but honestly, maybe the reason that all these smaller schools died and their football programs died on the West Coast is because they're not playing against the smaller schools, and these schools can't pay their bills, you know, because the Pac-12 schedules so aggressively, you know?
Yeah.
And so here over on the East Coast, similar population density and yet way more schools playing football.
True.
I don't know. UC Davis and Cal Berkeley, 1 hour and 5 minutes apart in current traffic. So
wow,
not too far apart. Wow. 63 miles. Little rivalry.
Cal's going to get it done, but I'm telling you, they're going to get more than they bargained for.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. Who you taking?
I got to go Cal, of course.
All right. Well, week two, UNLV, Marcus Arroyo, who I believe I was a fan of when he was at San Jose State playing quarterback. So he's a Bay Area kid.
There it is. We had, you know, kind of sold on Marcus Arroyo, but he turned it around late last year.
Well, turned it around from a covering sense. They didn't win. They just were competitive in everything.
Yeah. Hugely important though.
I'm still taking Cal.
Of course. What do you think about Cal Memorial Stadium? Tough place to play.
Well, is it tough? No, but is
it one of the more
beautiful?
Scenic? Yeah.
I think it's one of the best looking stadiums in all of college football.
I agree. Gorgeous stadium.
It's like, it's got like a forest. There's big trees right outside of it.
It's the most Berkeley thing you can imagine. People like up and living in the trees, watching football.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fantastic. So
probably on mushrooms.
Week three, Patty C at Notre Dame.
As Nick called this, helmet porn, uniform porn here.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I'm going to take Notre Dame, but this would not, Wilcox is known to deal USC or Washington. It's always the games or Oregon.
Yeah.
So I think one of those years with Herbert, to me, Wilcox struggles with like the Arizona game or the Washington State game, but
the big boys, ones
they show up to.
Interesting.
I'm going to take Notre Dame, but
well, they are 0-4 all time against Notre Dame. Haven't played.
I'm just saying, watch it. Who's Notre Dame get the week before?
Haven't played since 1967. Notre Dame the week before.
It's Marshall. Okay.
Notre Dame will be prepped up. You think they get Notre Dame?
No, I think it would not shock me. It would not shock me because they have North Carolina on deck at North Carolina. I think they're probably going to be looking more so at that one as the more potential for an upset. Watch out.
And North Carolina, Notre Dame's quarterback play in question right now, early on in whatever quarterback has taken over.
Cal won that game.
That's going to be a defensive slugfest.
It would not surprise me at all. I'll give them a loss.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. I kind of like the schedule that Cal has, because next up, is homecoming against Arizona. And guess what? This year they do have their quarterback. Hopefully, I mean, you know, last year I know that they got dealt that shit hand. I think they beat Arizona and Berkeley.
You got to figure by 2022, the folks in the Bay Area will calm down on this COVID shit. But we'll see.
Do they beat Arizona at for homecoming at Cal Memorial?
Patsy? I think they do.
I think they do too.
So 3-1.
The win total is 5.5.
Yowzers.
Next up, they're at Washington State.
Now, that's a winnable game.
It's a winnable game. I know Washington State, I think, beat them a year ago with Rolovich, but I would not shock me if they won this. You could actually talk me into a scenario where they're 5-0. I mean, I'm gonna take Notre Dame, but I'm saying, like, if they beat Notre Dame, you can talk me into a scenario where they're actually going to be 6-0, right?
That's asking a lot. This series has been very even, 4-4 over the last 8. So this is exactly what you would expect, a 50-50 game here on the road.
Should we go
tough.
Loss? Or we just say loss. It's at Martin Stadium. I've been there. That's a fun place. Good college atmosphere.
Playing the odds. I don't know. I want to give him a win.
Let's do it. Let's give him a win. 4-1.
Wait. Oh yeah, we do have
4-1.
That's aggressive. Okay, but let's keep going.
Well, they have a bye week, and then they're at Colorado.
They're better than Colorado. I told you,
this schedule's great.
Yeah.
For the first half of this, so what would you say then?
5-1, but honestly, they're probably going to be 4-2 at this point.
Okay, so let's say 4-2. Whatever.
Okay.
4-2 after 6. They need 2 wins to hit their win total, Patty C. And guess what? They have 2 home games against teams that they always give. Wilcox has been the thorn in Washington's side, whether it was Peterson, whether it was Jimmy Lake, that was a bad matchup for them. They have to go to Berkeley. Same with Oregon, who I think Wilcox plays well as well. I'm going to say they go 1-1 in that stretch. They're going to get one of them.
1-1 in which stretch?
The Washington Oregon stretch in Berkeley.
They could get one because they
could get two.
You're right. They have given Oregon a
and Washington fits, man.
Yeah, I want to look at that.
You know why it is? It's because their identity is different than theirs.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, especially when they had Helfrich and Chip Kelly and stuff. I feel like that. I just feel like I guess they had Sonny Dykes probably back then, but I don't know. Something about them gives them fits.
I agree. Yeah. Well, I've thought about this when two teams have the same style. Then the better of the two teams at that style usually wins. Now, if a really good coach plays a team with the same style against that's more talented, but has a worse coach, then I think that can even things out quite a bit too. But when you have two different styles, that's a big X factor in terms of the worst team winning.
I'm just saying, let's go 1-1 in that stretch. But that still would put them on the over already. What would that be? 4-2, 5-2, so with 5-3,
5-3. Yep.
5-3. Now this is the hard, this is the tough stretch here, at USC followed by at Oregon State.
Back to back road, both places get lit. Although I don't think USC is going to be lit for this one. I'll say 1-1 in that stretch, maybe 0-2.
Even if it's 0-2, I still think, okay, 5-5, and then they're home for Stanford and UCLA. They're going to beat one of those.
Yeah, they're going to hit the over.
They're going to hit the over.
I almost think 7-5 is what
I think so too, and. When you look at overall at their in-conference away games, I don't care who you are in the Pac-12. If you told me, whatever school, if you told me your away games were at Washington State, at Colorado, at USC, and at Oregon State, I think you would say that I'll take that schedule.
Yeah, USC is the only one you'd be a big underdog in.
Yeah.
You might be favored in all three others.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I actually think this is going to be a really good year for Wilcox.
Oregon, Stanford, UCLA.
And by the way,
Arizona at home.
Yeah.
And Washington.
Yeah. And the over, I should tell you, is Vegas does lean that he's probably going to go 6-6. They go -120 on the over 5.5, the under at +100. So Vegas leans with going 6-6. I think they're going to be like, dude, you can actually make a case. Imagine, hear me out.
Where are the definite losses?
USC.
Yeah, I mean Notre Dame's a very probable loss.
But imagine if they did beat if they found a way to beat Notre Dame, then the fact they get Oregon and Washington and Berkeley, they could be a very special year. But it could be their first 10 win season. I'm not going to say that's going to happen, but I'm saying if they were to pull the upset,
it's enough of these where if all the 50-50 break right, then it could be a great year. A lot of these games are 50-50, but
they have the kindest Pac-12 schedule that I've seen thus far.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
there you go, Cal. And it's still not an easy schedule.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm on the over. Patty C's on the over. We're agreeing too much, but hey, this is what it is, you know, like
spinal.
Great minds think alike.
They do.
Also, right. Idiots think alike, so you figure out which one
Very
we are.
True. Very true. Folks, subscribe to the College Football Experience as we break down all 131 FBS college football teams on every single a podcast on every single team is what I'm trying to say. Right? So you're going to get, if you're a fan of UNLV, don't worry. The podcast is coming. We're breaking down every single team, hitting you with the over under, hitting you with the starters, the recruiting, all that stuff. When it comes to college football, no one does it better. We talk college football year round. All right. Subscribe on YouTube. We also talk me, Patty C and NC Nick. We also talk college basketball year round. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience, wherever podcasts are found. Subscribe to the College Baseball Experience. I know Stanford in Omaha this weekend. We also host the College Baseball Experience and also the USFL Gambling Podcast. Yes, USFL in Canton, Ohio. I know you might be saying, what? Yeah, Canton, Ohio playoffs.
Guys,
let's do
get
it.
Dialed in.
Yeah. Subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast because they're already talking NFL, San Francisco 49er, you know, Oakland/Las Vegas Raider talk. You know how it is, Patty C. And then, the NBA Gambling Podcast just ended. Shout out to the Golden State Warriors as they get it done yet again.
Number four for old Stefan Company.
Yes. I mean, we got tons of the golf gambling podcast. I know the US Open going on. Check that out. Check out all of our great platforms. Golden Gate Park. How about the notorious OTB? Horse racing. Daily horse racing picks. Come on now. And Zed Run Virtual. Come on. Let's do this. Virtual horse racing.
Get on board.
Get that SGPN app. You'll have access to all of that. And also check out the Slack channel Sports Gambling Podcast. I think you will dig it a lot. All right, folks, this is the College Football Experience, Cal Golden Bear style. Drop that acid, Patty C. Woo. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.